Time now for Hidden History. This week, we're in Fairhaven to hear the story of an unlikely 19th century friendship between a whaling captain and a young Japanese boy named Manjiro. In 1841, Manjiro, who was 14 at the time, went on a fishing trip with four other people, three of whom were his brothers. After several days, their boat got caught in a fierce storm.
They lost the mast and the steering and so forth, and they cruised around, they just bobbed around the ocean for several days and ended up at an island called Torishima, about 700 miles south of Tokyo.
That's Jerry Rooney, president of the Whitfield Manjiro Friendship Society in Fairhaven. He says the five stranded Japanese sailors managed to survive on the island for 6 months. On June 27th, crew members from the New Bedford whaling ship John Howland landed on the island searching for food to supplement their own provisions. William Whitfield was the ship's captain.
And when he picked up Manjiro and the other fellows, they couldn't take him back to Japan because it was closed country, so they stayed on board until they got to Honolulu, Hawaii. During the time, Manjiro and the captain became very good friends, because although Manjiro had never been to school in Japan, he was very astute and very curious. And so the captain said, "It's a shame you didn't go to school at all. Why don't you come to the States and get some schooling?" And 2 years later, they came back to Fairhaven.
How did people react to him initially?
On the Sunday when they came back, he went to his church, which was the Congregational Church at the time. And, of course, he had his own pew, and so Manjiro was sitting with the family. But after the service, the higher-ups in the church talked to the captain and said, "You know, this young boy has some color to his skin. Maybe he should be in the balcony with the blacks." Mm-hmm. And the captain said, "No, thank you." And he left that church.
Now, when Manjiro was in school, how were his fellow classmates and the teachers as far as how did they accept him?
There was some kidding with some of the younger boys, I'm sure. But generally speaking, he was accepted, especially when you think of the waterfront of New Bedford at that time with the whaling boats coming from all parts of the world.
Sure.
So you had a mixture. We had a lot of Cape Verdeans and escaped slaves from the south were on some of those ships. So downtown New Bedford was quite a mixture.
It's a melting pot of,
exactly.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the captain treated him like a son as far as, you know, the closeness and the compassion he had for him. So people picked up on that. And, of course, respecting the captain meant they also respected the son.
Eventually, he decided to try to make his way back to Japan.
Right.
How long was he here in Fairhaven before he decided to return?
The first mate of the John Howland ship became a captain of another whaling ship called the Franklin. He wanted to go back to Japan where they had been, so he got Manjiro to go with him. So they went over to Japan, Manjiro thinking he might be able to get back into Japan. But when he tried it on several occasions, he got a very hostile reception, so he had to stay on the ship. And it came all the way back here. That was a 3.5-year voyage.
They basically turned him away?
That's right, yeah, because he wasn't supposed to go out and go back. He was subject to death, actually, in the strict sense of the law. He then took a job on another ship called the Stieglitz, went around South America with lumber from this area to San Francisco. It happened to be 1849. He went to the gold fields for about 5 months, earned about $600, and with that money, he'd go back to Hawaii and eventually back home. When he first got back to Japan, he got arrested and interrogated for almost a year before he was allowed to go home. Then he started to teach things, and the most important thing he taught is what he learned at Bartlett Academy here. It was navigation. At that time, the Japanese ships, when they went to the ocean, they had to see the land in order to go back because they didn't have celestial navigation. So he learned it here, taught it in Japan, and finally in 1860, the first Japanese ship could cross the Pacific to California. He was on that ship.
Now, did he ever see Captain Whitfield again?
Yes, he saw him in 1870. One time he was in New York with a delegation going to Europe. He had like 2 days free time. He jumped on a train, came down here, visited the captain, and that was the last time they saw each other, 1870.
Manjiro died in 1898 at age 71, but the bonds of friendship between Fairhaven and Japan continue to this day.
In 1987, the current emperor and his wife came to visit Fairhaven. And 2 months later, a group from this area went to Tosa Shimizu, Manjiro's hometown, and signed a sister city agreement.
The two cities hold alternating festivals each year to celebrate their continued friendship. For WCAI's Hidden History, I'm Brian Morris.